Chapter 14. The Wedding. Elizabeth welcomed me with love, but there were tears in her eyes when she saw how thin I was. She had also changed. She was thinner, and sadness had marked her face, but she was still the gentle, sweet Elizabeth whom I loved. Soon after our return to Geneva, my father spoke about my immediate marriage to Elizabeth. We decided that if she agreed, the ceremony would take place in 10 days. The day of the wedding came nearer. I was very nervous, but I covered up my feelings with an appearance of gaiety and happiness that delighted my father. Elizabeth waited for the day with calmness and pleasure, mixed with a little apprehension. After the ceremony, there was a large party at my father's house. Elizabeth and I were going to spend our honeymoon at Lake Como. We left the party and made our way by boat to Evian, where we would spend the night and continue our journey the next day. Those were the last moments in my life that I was happy. As the boat sailed along the water to Evian, I took Elizabeth's hand, and together we enjoyed the beautiful scenery. But Elizabeth's mood kept changing. One moment she was happy, the next she was quiet and lost in thought. We arrived in Evian later that evening. The sun set as we landed, and the wind, which had been quite strong, changed to a light breeze. As I climbed ashore, I had a strong sense of imminent danger.